The very famous baseball player Ty Cobb, one of the most prolific hitters and a very rough man who grew up on the street, was once asked, "How do you score so many runs? How do you get so many hits?" And he simply said, "I hit them where they ain't, where people are not missing. You aim for the place where there is nothing." Well, this is a lesson to us in this. Our nature abhors a vacuum. Sometimes people want to fix themselves to become better, as we all should. And they focus on something they're doing wrong to fix it. I have to be careful with my words. I have to be careful with my actions. But the saints had a different philosophy. He says, if you simply get rid of the bad things in your life without replacing them with good things, then other bad things will come into your life. Do you remember the ancient Puritans, when they settled America, they had a saying, idle mind or idle hands are a devil's workshop. In other words, the goal to become a better person is not to stop doing wrong things, but to start doing right things. For example, if you steal, become generous. If you are full of pride, become humble. If your words are hurting people, don't talk less, talk more. But use your words to say good things. Whatever you find in your life that is a troubling thing, don't focus on just stopping. I have to stop doing this. No, your heart and mind and life will always want to fill that vacuum. What will you put in its place? Become in love with virtue, and you will find your life is happier. No one here got up and saying to themselves, "Geez, I hope I don't rob a bank." Why? Because your life is full of other things. Your mind is thinking about your job, your family, your future. You're making plans. You're filling your life with good things. A short while ago, I quoted Errol Flynn in his autobiography. You remember Errol Flynn played Robin Hood. He was a swashbuckler. But I was surprised when I was reading his autobiography that in the prologue, I found the following thing. "I was without faith, full of regret that I could not believe in God." You can have fame, fortune, be an international character, and wonder whether some little guy who has faith has something bigger than anything you have ever had. But I had my vodka, and I had faith in that. So I was so surprised that in his heart, he felt something was missing, but he didn't know what to put in its place. So in your life, we know that one of the things that are great about life and very constant, life is always changing. It's like the woman who said, "How come every time I ask someone the time, I get a different answer?" Because life is always changing. So when you want to change your life, you find you're doing something bad, do the opposite virtue. Do the opposite good. Fill your life, your mind, and your heart with so many good and beautiful things that there will be no place for the stupid and sinful things that often try to sneak into our heart. Christos Voskres.